Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Another interesting topic this morning. We're going to talk about earnings and how it affects your investment program and how does it affect insurance companies, because they're also involved in earnings. So, Leanne, let's start out with how do we define earnings?
Well, let's just start out with the fact it's earnings seasons for the different stocks out there. And if you've been watching the markets at all, you've been noticing that there's been some things coming out where they're saying, oh, that stock all once really dropped. Why? Well, the analyst probably said you didn't rank as high as you should. Your profits aren't as good. Your revenue's not as good. You're dropping your dividends. And what is the health of the company like? Now, it's interesting because we had one company, and that was Amazon.com. And they really came out on top. They did so well. In fact, they had their largest quarterly profit ever, and it showed up. But with every stock that's coming out or that's been around, they're checking them out and they're saying, you should do this, you should do that. Are you going to meet these goals or are you underperforming in some way?
Now let's talk about that just a little bit, Leanne. When you say they're underperforming, who determines, who makes that assertion that they're underperforming?
There's analysts out there that study these companies constantly, and they're watching them, and they're looking at them to see if it's a company you should buy or you shouldn't buy. Are they going to do a good job, or aren't they going to do a good job? If they're not, why? What's going on with the company? And these ratings make a difference with the company's stock and with these different stocks that are coming out now. There's been a lot of earnings. It's called earnings season going on right now, and we really see some changes with companies that aren't doing so well. For example, Apple, they didn't have a good season. They've seen that overseas they're not performing as well. And boy, they took a hit because of and if you watch the Apple stock, it dropped because they were having all of these problems.
So let's just go back to the analysts and say, and here's this, I'll give an example. Company X, the analysts determined that they should have a $3.50 return on their dollar. And they come out with it $3.40. Oh, whoa.
That's why you have to look very carefully at what the analysts say.
It may not be a crisis. It may just be a fluke for that quarter that year. But the analysts said they should have $3.50 return, and they got a $3.40, and whoop, there's something wrong. Now, perhaps next year it'll be better. So you need to be looking at that. Now, the analysts are just making those determinations based on their studies. It has really nothing to do with the company's books. But.
Well, you've got to understand one thing. These analysts are watching, and then they're telling the shareholders this is what they see, and that company's responsible to those shareholders. And
right.
If they don't get the answers and they can't talk to the president of the company and they don't know what's going on all at once, that company may have a problem.
There will be blood in the water, yes.
So they're working for the shareholder in that respect. They want to be sure the company is doing well. They want to be sure that it's meeting expectations. If it's not, why isn't it? And what does the president of the board say? You know, all of this kind of thing. They want to know what's going on with the company because the shareholders want to know what's going on with the company.
So the point that Leah's been trying to make here is that if you're going to invest in a company, you look at what the returns have been. Have they met their expectations? Do they anticipate meeting their expectations in the future? Or is there some problems with the product that they're selling? Hence, they're not going to make their expectations, and perhaps you shouldn't be put your money into this product.
You have to know the health of the company. What are the profits? What's the revenues that they have? Are they going to increase dividends? Well, why aren't they going to increase dividends? They're dropping their dividends? Well, why are they dropping the dividends? Those are the kinds of things that the shareholder has to be aware of, or someone who's going to buy that stock. They want to know the health of the company, which also means they're going to look at whatever is said out there regarding all of these different things through things like Morningstar. Morningstar is a rating service, but they do it by stars. They look up all of these different things to see the health of the company. They want to know if that company is growing or is it retreating. What is happening to that company?
I'm sure that most of the people out there have gotten phone calls from hotshot investment advisors over the phone and say, I've got this wonderful stock or this thing that I think you should be looking at. And then you need to do your due diligence.
You have to do your due diligence. And
see,
you can go online and you can go to the company itself and investigate it and find out what's going on, and then watch during earnings seasons to see what they come out with.
So there's things that you can do before you stick your money into a stock.
That's right. And you should do your due diligence.
That's
you
right.
Can't just go by the neighbor.
Or the guy on the phone from New York. I get him all the time from New York. Boy, he's got this hot one. Oh, is it good? And boy, if you just had $150,000 to send me a check tomorrow, I'll make you a millionaire. Oh, boy. We get them.
That's right. Now, there's other things that you're going to look at for your portfolio, and one of them could be bonds. Bonds have ratings. And you have corporate bonds, you've got government bonds, you've got municipal bonds, and the higher rated bonds are those who are AAA, AA, BBB. Then you get to junk bonds, and they have lower ratings.
But what's a junk bond, Leanne?
A junk bond is something that has lower ratings. You take more risk, and more is promised, and you may not get it.
It may be throwing the money in the wind.
That's right. So then you have to decide if the company who's putting out those bonds, are they going to meet the money that they're supposed to pay you back with? Are they going to go ahead, and are they still growing? What kind of a company is this? And when you look at corporates, you're going to look at their bonds. In particular, they're borrowing money from you. What kind of rating do they have? And if you have junk bonds, you might have really good returns for a little while, but you better be sure that they can follow through, because they'll pay their top rating bondholders first before they'll pay anybody in the junk bonds.
What's the difference between a stock and a bond? How do they, as an investor, how does an investor look at those?
A stock is meaning that you are an owner of the company. A bond means the corporation is borrowing money from you, and they're going to pay you interest on that money and eventually pay you back. But really, a stock means you have an ownership
a piece
in
the company.
That's right.
Okay.
But now, there's other companies or other things out there, let's put it that way, other things out there that have ratings, and one of them happens to be life insurance companies.
Okay, now they do it a little differently. They're about, I think there are 9 or 10, maybe 12 different companies that rate the life insurance companies. They rate them by the ability to pay a claim, they rate them by the ability to give you returns on your money. There's a lot of different ratings. Of course, the best rating is the best company, BEST, and they are they're the premier of the rating company. So if somebody comes along and said, I'm going to buy some life insurance, ask them what their best rating is. Every agent should know the companies that you sell and what their best rating is. AAA, AA, A minus. I wouldn't get into anybody who was less than an A-.
You don't want to get into the Bs, the double Bs.
The Bs, again, are kind of like the junk bonds of the world. Or the Cs. Now, having said that, you have to remember that every life insurance product, whether it's life insurance or disability, is backed by the individual state. For example, the state of Minnesota has a pool that the insurance companies all contribute to. And if you buy a life insurance contract and that company goes belly up, that pool will pay your claim.
I don't think people realize this.
No, they don't. But that is that happened. I remember trying to think about this when we were trying to put this together was Executive Life out of California.
There were several companies that went under at that time.
But the big one was Executive Life out of California that forced the states to come up with their pool. I would make the comparison. It's not the same, but make the comparison between the FDIC at the banks and the state pool. And if there's a crisis and the company goes broke, then the state steps in and will pay your claim. It may take you a little while to get your money out because this is not a quick process, but they're backed. And so it's $350,000 for an annuity. I think it's $500,000 for a life insurance claim. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good coverage.
So if an insurance company is failure proof, so to speak, then because it's backed by the state, then what's the difference of buying a AAA from a really good company as opposed to a B-minus company?
Excellent question. The big difference would be is if we have to go to the state, it'll take time to get your claim. I just absolutely guarantee it.
Okay.
Because they have to put that – if Company Z, who was a D-rated company, goes down the tank, they have to go into receivership. And receivership takes quite a while. They will get their money, but –
way down the road.
Way down the pipe.
Okay.
But a good company is there, they'll pay. The key is the company needs to keep enough reserves. That's how many of those companies are rated, to keep enough reserves that they don't have the danger of failure.
In fact, if you have an annuity with one of these companies and that company goes under, your annuity is still going to be taken care of, but you may not be able to get your money out of that annuity for quite a while until everything gets settled.
A time frame.
There's
a time frame. You will get your money.
And so if you have a death benefit that you're waiting and you need to pay for a funeral and
too bad.
Too bad, yeah.
It could be too bad. Mm-hmm. You will get your money, but again, don't know when. So, yeah, they do pay their claims on those.
That's what that pool is for, and a lot of people don't understand that there is an insurance pool out there protecting
right.
you.
Whether it's Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, North Dakota, they all have their own pool. And they all have an individual pool.
And Minnesota is very, very careful about the insurance companies that they let into this state. They really watch those carefully. So they're very picky.
Well, that's an understatement. They're really picky. In fact, whenever I get a call, and I get lots of them, we've got this great product, and we want you to look at it. And my first question is it approved in Minnesota? And everybody says, I'll check. I'll check.
Okay.
And many times they're not. Many times they're not. Great product, not approved in Minnesota.
And what we're trying to say is you need to do your due diligence with whatever investment you choose. What did I say?
No, you said, but it just flirted. Your due diligence, yes, is very important.
Just don't depend on other people all the time. You need to investigate very carefully any investment you go into.
Right. Leanne, we need to give your phone number a couple of times.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Give it one more time.
651-365-5000, and we really appreciate the phone calls.
And if you don't get their phone numbers, just call the radio station, and we'll be glad to give it to you.
Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm. And Bob, we do appreciate you asking these questions, because that really makes much more sense to people who are sitting there thinking, I wonder what they're talking about.
Yes.
Call us anytime. We'd be delighted to answer for you. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.